This news update's being brought to you by Flannery Automall, east of downtown Bad Axe, where you'll find more choices at the Flannery Automall of Bad Axe. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Servant. A 26-year-old Huron County man, Nicholas Titro, appeared in court on Monday, November 17th, for a status review of his delayed sentence. During the hearing, the judge reviewed numerous letters from Titro's family, friends, church members, and local business owners, all praising his character and work ethic. Court records show that Titro owns a local business and had been complying with most probation terms. However, the court learned he was recently cited for operating a vehicle while intoxicated, recording a blood alcohol content of 0.110. The offense occurred while Titro was still on probation, violating the conditions of his deferred sentence agreement. As a result, the judge revoked Titro's 7411 status, a Michigan statute allowing certain first-time offenders to avoid a permanent criminal record upon successful completion of probation, and declared his deferred sentence invalid. His probation was revoked as a result. With Thanksgiving approaching, Huron County 4-H is organizing its annual food and personal care donation drive to support Thumb Blessing Boxes throughout the county. Donations will be accepted November 3rd through the 26th, and the MSU Extension Office is located at 690 North Port Crescent Street. Items can be dropped off Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., including the noon hour, and the office will be closed on Thanksgiving, November 27th and 28th. Organizers encourage 4-H families and clubs to donate non-expired food or hygiene items to help local residents in need. Participants are advised not to leave donations after hours and to avoid liquid items that could freeze or leak. Monetary contributions can also be made to Thumb Blessing Boxes by check or via Venmo. For more information, contact the MSU Extension Office at 989-269-9949. Michigan officials report that 51,000 children have enrolled in the state's free pre-K program for all for 25-26 school year, marking a record higher and 21% increase over the previous year. The initiative removes income restrictions, making high-quality preschool available to all four-year-olds in Michigan at no cost, saving families an estimated $14,000 per year on child care expenses. Enrollment is still open, with both part-time and full-time options available, and programs operate through schools, nonprofits, and child care centers statewide. State officials credit expanded outreach, bipartisan support, and new funding for the rise in participation, highlighting research that links quality preschool to stronger kindergarten readiness and long-term academic success. Families are encouraged to apply while spots remain open. And we'll return right after this.
For over 85 years, families across the Thumb have trusted Flannery Automall in Bad Axe, because around here, your name and your reputation still matter. Four generations later, we're still doing business the same way. Honest, local, and customer first. Looking for your next ride? Check out our huge Car Bravo inventory. Every Car Bravo vehicle is fully inspected, and many include a 6-month or 6,000 mile bumper to bumper limited warranty. Plus, great low interest financing. We're paying top dollar for trade-ins too. Bring your vehicle in and find out why people all over the Thumb say, you gotta go to Flannery. In service, from oil changes and tires to full diagnostics, our GM factory trained techs keep your vehicle running like new. In the body shop, from dents to full collision repair, we deliver quality work that lasts, and we replace windshields too. Sales, service, tires, and bodywork. Everything you need all under one roof. Come see why your neighbors have trusted Flannery Auto Mall for over 85 years. Just 1 mile east of downtown Bad Axe, Flannery Auto Mall. A name built on trust right here in the Thumb.
While shopping downtown Bad Axe, don't forget to stop by Flannery Auto Mall, Buckley Shoes, Ayers Home Furnishings, and Murphy's Bakery and Catering Connection.
Now we're back with more news. Aviation investigators are examining the crash of UPS Airlines Flight 2976. It was McDonnell Douglas MD-11 that went down near Louisville Muhammad Ali International Airport shortly after takeoff, killing 14 people, including 11 on the ground. The National Transportation Safety Board is focusing on potential mechanical issues, weather conditions, and flight crew actions, while local authorities work to support affected families and assess damage in the surrounding neighborhood. Pakistan's military said it forces killed 23 militants in raids on Pakistani Taliban hideouts near the Afghan border following a series of attacks in the region. Officials described the operations as part of a broader push to degrade militant networks, while residents in nearby communities expressed concern about potential for retaliatory violence and displacement. And that's been a look at your news brought to you from Flannery Auto Mall, east of downtown Bad Axe, where you'll find more choices at Flannery Auto Mall of Bad Axe.
Giving you a chance to win a $1,200 Christmas shopping spree. WLEW reminds you to buy American when possible. Christmas shopping locally keeps your money in our community. As you shop locally, be watching for a Christmas luck bucket at area merchants. Enter your name to win the $1,200 Christmas shopping spree. Must be 18 to enter. Must shop locally to win. A $1,200 shopping spree. What'll you find in your Christmas stocking?
Register to win the $1,200 shopping spree from the following businesses: Buckley Shoes, Thumb Industries Thrift Store, A1 Truck Parts, Burkhart Plumbing and Heating, Appliance Parts Center, Randy's Hunting Center, Eastside Tire, Dizzy Daisy Winery, and Murphy's Bakery, all of Bad Axe.